Blog Talk Radio.
With our arms open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall fresh. Hallelujah. Fall fresh on me. Thank you, Jesus. I know I feel it. Somebody on this line is saying, Holy Spirit, fall fresh. Hallelujah. We need to lift up our hands and open up our hearts. Hallelujah. And we need to welcome the Spirit of God to fall fresh on us. Hallelujah. We need to welcome God to pour out his Spirit right now on us. Oh, Lord, send it. Send the Spirit of God right now on this line. Fall fresh. Hallelujah. I need you to abide in me in everything I do, everything I say. I need you in my home. I need you in my car. I need you on my job. I need you in my life. Fall fresh. Hallelujah. Fall fresh on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an anointed song, I tell you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh right now. Hallelujah, so that we can walk right, so that we can talk right, so that everything we do, hallelujah, will be an essence of you, a representation of you, in the spirit of you. Lord, we just call on you right now. Hallelujah, fall fresh on every person on this line. Fall fresh on their situation. Fall fresh on their life. Fall fresh in their job. Fall fresh on their mouth. Fall fresh on their walk. Fall fresh on every aspect in their lives, Father God. We need someone, hallelujah, to get a fresh new anointing, a fresh new dab of the Holy Spirit right now, God. They're going through the midst of something in their lives, hallelujah, something that seems to want to overtake them. But I declare right now that the Spirit of God will fall fresh on that situation, fall fresh in your life, fall fresh on you, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Blog Talk Radio. I thank you, you and you, for coming on and hanging out with Lady T today on the weekly word workout. Hallelujah. I tell you, we're going to give honor to the angels of this radio station, Pastor McNeil and Apostle Carolyn McNeil. I tell you, I thank God for those two there. They're constantly in the word and seeking God's face and seeing what can be done for the kingdom of God. So we honor them today for their due diligence, for their just keeping going, hallelujah, and just keeping everything done in excellence. So I thank God for them. I thank God for Bishop Butler, my husband of the Undisputed Truth Ministries. Hallelujah. I tell you, mighty man of God, just trying to build this kingdom, trying to be used to build the kingdom at 1921 Dobbytown Road. That's Undisputed Truth Ministries. We have services on Saturdays at 12:30. I'm telling you, if you want to come and hear additional word, come out on Saturdays. Come and hear word from God. I tell you, the Lord is always there because we bring him when we come, and he's waiting for us when we get there. Hallelujah. I tell you, I give honor to my professor at Praise Greater University. People of God, you hear me been talking about the university because it's just so important that we get into the Word of God. We learn the Word of God. We understand the Word of God. And if you have someone out there that's willing to bless you with a free degree, I tell you, you should take advantage of that. All you have to do is call 910-748-8408. Again, that's 910-748-8408. That is Apostle Covington. She's the head of the college. And I'm telling you guys, look, take that step forward into the kingdom of God. Take that step forward to doing what thus said the Lord. Take that step forward to grounding yourself in the word of God. Take that step forward to learning and being able to rightly divide the word of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it'll be a blessing for you. It's one of the best decisions that I've made other than coming to Christ and marrying my wonderful husband. Amen. I tell you, people of God, I got to give my shout out to the Hummingbirds. Ladies, I love you. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is so good. People of God, I thank you for coming on and getting some of this word. But of course, you know, this is just a midweek word. This is just a weekly word workout with Lady T. You have Monday night word at 6 o'clock. You have Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Wednesday at 6, Thursday at 6, Friday at 6. Hallelujah. Monday through Friday, there's a word coming from MCI Blog Talk Radio at 6 o'clock. Hallelujah. If you're looking for a word, just tune in, dial into the station, and I'm telling you, you will get a mighty word from God. And also, we have the Sunday morning worship. Hallelujah. Carolyn, Apostle Carolyn McNeil, she gives that Sunday morning word. So you can wake up to the word at 9 o'clock in the morning and the pleasure of your own home. Hallelujah. I tell you, and this word is strong. This word is mighty. This word is precise and it's right. This is the rightly divided word of God. And I thank God for each and every person that comes on to give this word. I just pray to God to send a fresh new anointing upon each and every one of us. I do also want to say that Apostle McNeil also has prayer in the privacy of your own home at 12 midnight every night. Hallelujah. I tell you, this woman of God is amazing. So she is. She gets up at 12 midnight, and actually anyone else that want to just get up at 12 and make that sacrifice, I'm sorry, to get up and pray and ask God to do some things, to move some things, praying for our country, praying for our children, praying for our people, praying for our families, hallelujah, praying for the body of Christ, hallelujah. We just need to get up, people of God, and pray, because prayer is the key to making changes, hallelujah. If you're praying and things don't seem like they're changing, I promise you, the change will come the way you see the situation. So prayer do change things. Hallelujah. It may not change the situation, but I promise you it'll change the way you see the situation. God works, people of God. I tell you, he's a mighty God, and I tell you, he's worthy, and we need to constantly ask him to have his spirit to fall fresh on us. Hallelujah, so that we could do this thing, so we could be diligent in his word, so that we could do what thus said the Lord. Hallelujah. God is moving in a mighty way in this season. I don't know how long I'll be before you, but God has given me a word, and it's just about talking to the people. It's just basically we're going to conversate today. You know what I'm saying? Our weekly word workout is going to be a conversation from what God is telling me. Hallelujah. Now, I get excited when it comes to the word of God, so I don't know. Maybe I might get excited here and there. But I'm going to be obedient with the God and just give a word. And we're going to come out of, I will be reading from, hallelujah, my husband come up saying to come out of, but I will be reading from St. John chapter 14, starting with verse 12, moving down to verse 16. Amen. St. John chapter 14, verse 12 through 16. I told you the very familiar cluster of scripture. God just want me to say some things that he's dropped in my spirit. Hallelujah. And I'm hoping that your mind be open to receive it. Verse 12 goes to say, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. If I would leave a topic in your spirit as we're going over this cluster of scripture, I would want to say that this is a refresher course. All God wants me to do is give you guys a refresher course on the greater work. Amen. So don't think of this as a subtitle or title. This is just a refresher course. It's something that God wants us to bring back to our memories and things that we may have forgotten. And he just wants to give us a little reminder, a little refresher course on the greater work. Let's pray. Oh, precious and wonderful Father, it is I, your humble servant, coming before you once again, asking you for nothing but thanking you for everything. Thanking you, God, because you're so good to me. Thanking you, God, because you're such a wonderful God. Thanking you because of sending your son to save our lives. Thanking you, God, because you woke us up this morning. Thanking you, God, because you are God alone, and besides you, there is no other. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, the word that you have given me, Father, let it receive and reach your people. Let them get an understanding on what you're saying, on what you're trying to direct today. Father God, let their minds, their hearts, their spirits be open to receive what thus said the Lord. Let them not only hear this word, but be doers of what you're saying. Father God, I ask that this word comes to life in each person's mind, each person that is hearing this word under the sound of my voice. It will come to life to them. They will begin to see it as if it's themselves that's living the word. Father God, they will begin to understand what you're saying and how you're moving. Father God, I ask that you just open up their hearts and minds to understand that this is thus said the Lord. This is your words, not mine. Father God, give them an understanding of this refresher course that you have ordained me to speak today. Father God, I ask that you hide Thelma behind the shadow of your cross. None of me, Father God, all of you. I cannot give this word because it's not my word to give. I can only be used by the Spirit that's within. So Father God, I ask that you rise up right now. Rise up right now, Father God, and let the words, hallelujah, that comes from my mouth be strictly of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. No nerves, no fears, no anxiety. Only the Spirit of the living God. And Father God, all that I do, I be also careful to give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In the holy name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, and this cluster of scripture, verse 12 is saying, God, the Bible says, verily, verily, say unto you. Now, verily, verily means truly, truly, or for real, or I tell you the truth. I could break it down a little further. It means all jokes aside. Jesus said, verily, verily, he said, all jokes aside, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Now that's Jesus talking. Now this only pertains to true believers. This only pertains to the for Jesus I live and Jesus I die folk. This only pertains to those that are seeking his face for real. This only pertains to those that know he is the Alpha and the Omega, the ones who know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one who knows that he is the Son of the living God. He's talking to those who know that he is the way, the truth, and the light. He said, he that believeth on me. He said, the works that I do, he do also. So Jesus, are you saying we believers should be laying hands on the sick or causing blind eyes to see, or causing demons to flee, teaching the gospel? Because those are the things that Jesus did. So the Bible tells us, it says that the things that he do. The works that he do, we shall do also. So yes, that is what the text is saying. Now, what I have found is that we as believers do have the power to heal the sick, open blinded eyes. See, the problem is we don't have the faith. We believe it is something that we have to do. See, people of God, you have to understand, Thelma can't heal anybody, but Jesus can. Like the bishop always say, he'll say this all the time. He said, look, don't bet on me. See, people of God, what we have to understand is that we can't bet on ourselves to do anything. But the spirit within can do all things. Greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. So he's given us the keys. He has given us the authority as believers. All we have to do is believe. See, he said that the work that he did, we should or we will be able to do also. So that's telling me that we have the power to do these things, but for some reason, these things are not manifesting. So it's nothing wrong with Jesus. We know that he's perfect in everything that he's due. So it must be something wrong with the operator, the one who's trying to operate the power. I'm speaking of you and I. See, in order for us to be able to do the things that Jesus has done, we have to first believe. He said, he that believeth on me. See, it's impossible for us to do anything if we don't truly believe. See, sometimes we have to understand that we have been told that Jesus is Lord and that he died on the cross. And we've been hearing that since, you know, a child, for those of us that have been in church or somebody somewhere has been telling us that. But the question is, do you believe it for yourself? Have you actually found out that this, that Jesus, that this lifestyle, that God, that is all true? See, a lot of times we say that we believe that he died on the cross for our sin. Hallelujah. But do we truly believe, hallelujah, that he took on this human form? Hallelujah. He took these beatings and all of these scorns and all this chastisement and all of these things that he didn't have to endure, but he did it just for you and that. Do we believe that he is that I am? That he is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Do we believe that the things that he said he had done, or the things that are in the Word, do we believe that these things actually happen? See, he's only talking to his believers. See, a lot of times we have to understand that we can say a lot of things from our mouth, but it does not mean that we really believe. Now, what we have to do is understand that Jesus is real and that he died on the cross for our sins. We have to understand that God wrapped himself in human form and found it not robbery to come down. Jesus didn't find it robbery, hallelujah, to come down to set himself as a bondservant or servant, hallelujah, to serve us, to fulfill the will of God. Do we truly believe that he died on the cross for our sins? Because this cluster of scripture is for the believer. Now he goes on to say, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. He says, greater works than these shall, I'm going to say we do, because he go unto his Father. And Jesus is not talking about or saying that we would do a more amazing miracles. I mean, come on, people of God. After all, what can get more amazing than raising the dead? Come on, somebody. What could be more amazing than actually somebody's been dead for days and then all of a sudden you tell them rise and then they're alive? It's nothing that I could say that would be even more amazing than that, so you think. Rather, we are working in the power of the Holy Spirit. See, he's not talking about the miracles or anything that's more amazing than the miracles that he's already done. He's already told us that we can do those miracles. But he's telling us that we could do even greater work. See, he's talking about us walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. See, we get to bring the ultimate gift to people, the gift of Jesus Christ. And through him, you can receive the gift of salvation. See, the greater work is being able to walk in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. See, that's the greater work. Are we working the Holy Spirit to do the greater work? Are we introducing people to Christ? Are we proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are we telling people about the goodness of God? Are we telling the people about the blood of Jesus? Are we proclaiming, hallelujah, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ? I know some of us are still babes and may not be as comfortable talking. So until God brings out that boldness, people of God, get yourself some tracts. Put them in your purse or in your pocketbook and just hand them out to people. See, it's our duty to tell people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's our duty to introduce people to salvation and to Jesus. See, that's the greater work. We have to walk in the Spirit that's inside of us. Hallelujah. It's our duty to bring people to Christ. Romans 1 and 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Hallelujah. There's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I know sometimes you may feel a certain type of way if you approaching someone. But what I'm going to say is that if you are just let the Spirit within lead and guide you, you'll never go wrong. The gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14 says, "In this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come," or "shall the end come." There is greater still needs to be done, people of God. We have to understand that the greater work, see, this is just a refresher course, because I know that everyone is familiar with the greater work. I believe that everyone on this line understands what we should be doing. I believe that everyone on this line understands that Jesus said that we, hallelujah, we that believe on him, the works that he do, we will do also, and greater works than these shall we do. Jesus said, we have a greater work in this earth to do. We have a greater work to proclaim his gospel. We have a greater work to let the Spirit of God work in us. Hallelujah. If you're letting the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, work in you, hallelujah, you'll be able to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will be able to speak
to people and bring them closer to Jesus so that they can receive salvation. See, that's what the greater work is. See, people, we're forgetting that we have a work to do. We've sit down and become comfortable. We've sit down and become complacent. But we have to understand that now that our souls have been saved, and now that we're believers, and now that we know who we are and whose we are, it's time to now proceed with the greater work. This is just a refresher course, people of God. It's just a reminder, hallelujah, of what we should be doing and what we need to be doing, because there is greater that still needs to be done. We have souls out there that are crying out for help. We have people that look good on the outside, but they're hurting on the inside. We have people that are afraid to come into the church because they don't feel like they're good enough. We have people that don't understand that Jesus saves. We have people that don't know. That don't know that there is a way out, that there is a light at the Hirarabushi Kanda. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We have people that are crying out for help that's beyond giving them dollars on the corner or telling them, you know, thank you or how you doing. We need to be proclaiming the gospel of Jesus. We need to give them more. You can't live, man can't live off bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, hallelujah. We can't just keep giving people dollars and giving them sandwiches or giving them, we need to give them a word, hallelujah. Their souls are crying out. They have no understanding. And the little understanding that they do have has been taken away from them because they had some type of church hurt or some type of incident that caused them to no longer believe. We have to let the people understand and see that there is a God, that there is a way out, that there is salvation, that there is eternal life, there is peace that passes all understanding. There is someone who would never leave nor forsake you. There is someone that the love that he has for you could never be separated from you. There is someone who's calling out to them to tell them, I will be your Savior. I will be your Lord. But how are they to get them if we are not doing the greater work? How are the people to get an understanding on who Christ is? Or how wonderful, how good, and how marvelous, and how awesome he is. How are they to know that they can cast their cares upon him because he cared for them? How are they to know that greater is he that's within them than he that's in the world? How are they to know that they are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens them? People of God, we've got to get out there and get the greater work. We've got to get out there and help people to understand who Jesus is so that they could come to him for salvation. We have so much work to do. There's so much work to do, people of God. No more standing still, no more procrastinating, no more putting ourselves before other people. We are the servants of God. We are ambassadors of Christ. We have a duty. And he made a promise to us as believers. His promise is that the works that he do, we shall do also. And greater work than these shall we do. He promised us that we have a work and can do the same that he has done as believers. He's promised us that he will show himself strong through us. He would allow us to lay our hands and he will heal the sick. He will allow us to put our hands on eyes and they will open. He will allow us to walk into a room and demons must flee. Hallelujah. He's looking for his greater workers. He's looking for those that's willing to put in for the greater work, for the big picture, for the purpose in which we were purposed to be here, for our destiny. Our purpose is souls. Our purpose is to preach the gospel. Our purpose is to get salvation into someone's spirit. Hallelujah. Get them to Jesus. Jesus is salvation. Hallelujah. We have a greater work to do, and we've become slothful. We've become complacent. We've become comfortable in our own skin. Hallelujah. I know the Bible says work out thy own salvation, thy own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That Bible verse is saying find out your truth. Find out the truth for yourself. It doesn't mean that you don't have to worry about other souls. It doesn't mean that that takes you away from the job that you have to do for Christ. He said a greater work that he has for us. So people of God, there is a greater work. There are people who are out there who need us, who are looking and seeking and just don't know how to find it because you were assigned to them or you were assigned to them or you. They can't receive it from somebody else who's been trying. That's because you have to open your mouth. Maybe that's your assignment. Maybe that's the one that you're supposed to speak God to. Maybe they just can't get it because you have not opened your mouth. You have not stepped into your greater work. Hallelujah. I believe that we all have those that are assigned to us. I believe that the Holy Spirit speaks to us. I know that the Holy Spirit speaks to us and tells us exactly what to say and who to target. We just have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And once we're in tune with the Holy Spirit, then we'll know exactly who we should be talking to, who need to be reached, who's assigned to us. Because not everybody that you talk to may receive what you're saying. Hallelujah. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, if you're led by the Spirit that's within you, hallelujah, he will never steer you wrong. There's souls that spirit inside of you is itching to contact with, to connect with. Hallelujah, to bring them closer to Jesus. But you have to be willing to do the greater work. You have to be believing that there is a greater work and believing that you have been chosen to do that greater work. You have to walk with Jesus, talk with Jesus, commune with Jesus, get an understanding on who and what he is so that when you give him to the other people, they will be able to receive what you're saying. This is just a refresher course, people of God. It's just a refresher course on the greater work because, again, I already know that you already know that there's greater work to be done and that you are part of that commission to do that greater work. Verse 13 goes on to say, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now keep in mind, champions, ambassadors, children of Christ, keep in mind, he is still talking to his believers. He is still talking to his radadads. He is still talking to his children. This pertains to the people that believe in him. Verse 14 said, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, understand, when Jesus say we can ask for anything, we must remember that our asking must be in his name. If ye ask anything in my name, that's point one. It must be in his name. That is, in his name, that is according to God's character and God's will. Let me repeat that. We can ask anything, but we must remember that our asking must be in Jesus' name, and that is according to God's character and will. that what you or I want his character or will to be, but it is based on his word. It's not what we want. It's not what we say his character should be or what we say the will of God should be or what we imagine or dream up to be. It's all based on the word of God, because the word of God is God. That is his character, and the word of God is God's will. See, God would not grant requests contrary to his nature or his will, and we cannot use his name as some magic wand to fulfill our selfish desires. We can't just go around asking God to do things that we want him to do because we want him to do it. For instance, if somebody do you wrong, you can't pray that God kill them and send them to hell. No, that's not in line with the character and the will of God. The Bible declares it is God's will that no man should perish. So we can't go acting like, you know, we could just ask him for anything that we want to ask him for, and it's not according to his will or according to his character. If we are sincerely people of God, if we are sincerely following God and seeking to do his will, then our request will be in line with what he wants, and he will grant them. It will be in line with our purpose. The Bible says, if you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He's going to give you those desires of your heart. Those desires are going to line up with what he has for you, what your purpose is. You understand that when you get into God, you understand that your desires change. You know, before you get into Christ, your desires just become some old worldly stuff. But once you get into Christ, you desire to things a little differently. My desire is that God to keep using me in a mighty way. My desire is that a fresh anointing just fall on me. My desire is that when I open my mouth, demons tremble. When my feet hit the ground, hell is having a board meeting on what she's doing today or what God has her purpose for today. See, my desire is to do the will of God, and my desires line up with his will, and that's why he's able to perform them. It is God's will that we seek him. It's his God's will that we desire the most earnest gift. It is God's will, hallelujah, that we pray without ceasing. Hallelujah, that we desire anointing. We desire. See, when your will line up with God's character and his will, then he starts to grant them. That's when you start to see things changing in your life. That's when you start to see things. God is moving on certain things, and you're like, oh, God, this is amazing. He starts to really blow your mind. You ever had some aha God moments where you just said something and then before you can even blink, it happened, and you're like, oh, my God. That's because your will has lined up with his will and his character. It's lined up with your purpose and your destiny. It's lined up with your walk. It's lined up with God. Hallelujah, God. And that's what we should all desire, that our will lines up with the will of God. We're not asking for all this stuff amiss. We're asking for what God would have us and what we would need to be equipped for a time such as this, for a time for us to get out there and do the greater work. We need to ask God to equip us for what we need to keep this life going, to keep what he has going, to bind up these demons and loose out prosperity and loose out the word of God that it falls fresh on everybody that hear it. Hallelujah. See, we have to get our desires to lining up with the will of God so that we can put Satan back where he belongs, where we can all come together with one accord. Hallelujah. See, when everything lines up, when everything, like the bishop said, flows, hallelujah, that's when God starts to grant him your request. That Bentley may not be lining up for you, or that million-dollar mansion may not be lining up with God's will for you. And I'm not saying it's not something that won't happen, but maybe right now in this season, maybe right now this season, that's not what God has lined up for you. But people of God, more importantly, we need to line up with the will of God so that we can perform the will of God, so that we could get the work, greater work done, so that we could go out there and declare hallelujah and proclaim the word of God, so that lives can be saved, so people can accept Jesus Christ as Lord and receive salvation. That's what this time is about. This time is when we should be out there preaching the gospel like never before. We need to be proclaiming Jesus Christ like never before. There are lost lives out there that need to hear what thus said the Lord. There are people out there that are hungry to hear this, but they don't know where to go. They don't know what's right. They don't know who's telling the truth. They don't know who's just trying to get their money. They don't understand. So it's people of God, it's us that has to get out there, those true believers, those ride or dies, those for God I live, for God I die, for those people that are really seeking his face. Because we have a lot of people that are really not seeking God. They're just going through the emotions, or through the motions, not emotions, but through the motions. Hallelujah. And then they're running across people trying to proclaim and people not receiving. Hallelujah. God said, the Bible says, for those that believe in me. He's talking about true believers, not people that just say they believe. These are for people that truly believe in Jesus and believe in this thing. God is telling us it's a greater work out there. Did we forget the greater work? Did we forget that people are looking to us to understand who Christ is? Did we forget that we have a job to do? Did we forget that we were commissioned to do a certain thing? How there's so many scriptures in the Bible that tells us that our duty is to proclaim the gospel, to get out there, to preach the gospel, to tell about Jesus Christ, to lead people to salvation, to lead people to eternal life. Hallelujah. This is just a refresher course, people. I know that you already know this. God is just trying to bring it back to your remembrance. God is just trying to remind you, hallelujah, of the work that we have fallen short in or that we have slacked off in. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're at McDonald's. It's an opportunity. I don't care if you're at Walmart. It's an opportunity. I don't care if you walk out your front door. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to do the greater work. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. 16 goes on to say, and I will pray thee, Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. God is so good. This is, listen, people of God, this is so good. See, Jesus was soon going to leave the disciples, but he will remain with them. What a powerful God we serve. Yet Jesus was leaving, but yet he was remaining. See, the Spirit of God himself would come down and care for and guide the disciples. See, Jesus says, and I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Hallelujah. So God has sent the Spirit of God down himself. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing like the love of God. It's nothing like, if you could just look in these scriptures and see how much God loves us and how much he's done to just provide for us, to show us the way, how many opportunities he's given us to get it right. He says, and the Spirit of God himself would come down and care and guide for the disciples. Listen, this is what God is saying. He's going to send out a spirit. Jesus said, and I shall give you another comforter. God is sending the Spirit of God down so that we would never feel like we're alone, so we would always know that greater is he that's within us. See, the Spirit of God himself came down to care for and guide the disciples, to care for and guide us. The regenerated power of the Holy Spirit came on the disciples. Listen, just before Jesus ascension. And the book of John 2022. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Now hear this. And the Spirit was poured out on all believers at Pentecost. That's Acts 2, shortly after Jesus ascended to heaven. So Jesus, the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit came on the disciples just before Jesus ascended, or before his ascension, rather, on the disciples. And then, Harabushi, Acts 2, it says, and the Spirit was poured out on all believers at Pentecost. Now, this happened shortly after Jesus had ascended to heaven. See, the Holy Spirit is the very presence of God within us all. Within us all that are believers. Let me say that. It's helping us to live as God wants and building Christ's church here on earth. See, by faith, we can appropriate the Spirit's power every day. See, we're supposed to be walking in the Holy Spirit every day, because what happened is that we have two spirits. We have the flesh and we have the soul. We have the Spirit of God and then we got the flesh. And whichever one you feed the most is the one that's going to take over. So if you're feeding your flesh, then you're not expected to go out there and preach the gospel and tell the people about Jesus, because you're more concerned about the worldly things. But if you're feeding the Holy Spirit, if you're feeding your soul with the Word of God, hallelujah, with prayer, with supplication, with thanksgiving, hallelujah, with talking to God, with communing with God, with fellowshipping with other saints, with reading the Word of God, with feeding yourself the Word of God, coming on to Bible studies, going into service, hallelujah, every chance you get, you're feeding yourself the Word of God or something of God or some substance that has to do with the church. See, people of God, we need the Holy Spirit working in us to do the greater work. And he's sent that Spirit, and that Spirit is quickened. Hallelujah. It's quickened once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, once we become saved. So we have to understand that in order to get other believers and other people to believe and understand who Christ is, we must be out there proclaiming the gospel. We must be out there doing the greater work. Salvation is still available. Salvation is still here. Jesus is still alive. He's still sitting high and looking low. He's still available to anyone who wants him. But we, hallelujah, as believers have to get out there, and we have to do not only what Jesus did, but we have a greater work to do. Are we going, or are we doing the greater work? Are we moving forward towards the greater work, or are we still sitting back, being slothful? Listen, people of God, if God has called you and you're a true believer and you're chosen, we have a job to do. God didn't call us to just sit back and say, oh, I'm saved and now so be it for everybody else. There's a greater work that's out there. And God is looking for us to deliver on that greater work. He's looking for us to proclaim the gospel. He's looking for us to do what he has called us to do. Hallelujah. We have to understand that there are souls out there that have no clue. Hallelujah. They don't know, but they do want to know. They do want understanding. They do want to hear from God. They do want to know who he is. They do want to know Jesus. They want to understand and knowing who Jesus is, and more importantly, hallelujah, whose they could be. So people of God, this is the weekly word for God. I'm going to leave you with one question tonight. Are you doing the greater work? Hallelujah. And if you're not, repent. Hallelujah.
turn around and let's start getting the greater work done. Let's start reaching out to souls and getting, proclaiming the gospel. And if there's anyone on this line that don't know Jesus, or maybe you felt like you saved and fallen short, or you want to be saved, I need you to repeat this after me. Dear Jesus, I know I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died in my place and rose from the grave to make me new and to prepare me to live in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Forgive my sins and save me. I place all of my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. Amen. And if anybody repeated that prayer or even heard the prayer, hallelujah, you have been saved. If you believe in your heart the words that you just heard and that you just spoke, then Jesus is your Savior. Hallelujah. Now he's calling you to do a greater work. So people of God, please understand, I know this is just a refresher course. I know that everybody on this line already know and are doing the greater work. And if you're not, I need you to ask yourself, why am I not doing what God has ordained or what he has commissioned me to do? Let us pray. Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for using me to be your servant, God, to proclaim what you have said unto your people. Lord, I pray that this word did not fall on deaf ears, but everyone who was listening heard and received what you are saying to your people. Greater works is out there for us to do. God, give us the mind, give us the power, give us the zeal to go out there and do the greater work. Get us the mind to go out there and proclaim the gospel. Father God, let us have the mind to be able to open up your word and just preach unto people, teach unto people, give them what thus said the Lord. Let them know that Jesus is alive and he's waiting for them. Father God, I lift your name on high right now, and I thank you, hallelujah, for the greater work. I thank you, Lord, that the greater work comes from me. I thank you for the greater that's inside of me that's going to lead and guide me. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you poured out into all believers, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done for each and every person on the line, Lord Jesus. I ask you to cover them right now, Father God. Anyone who's dealing with a situation, fall fresh on them right now. Anyone who has a circumstance, fall fresh right now. We are counting out any type of bondages. We are binding up any situations, anything that's causing you to not do the greater work. God, we ask right now that you fall fresh right now, and we're loosing. We're loosing tonight the word of God. We're loosing the word of God upon each and every person. Let this word fall fresh on you. Let this word do what it's supposed to do. There's greater works to be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Weekly Word Workout with Lady T. I praise God for each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in. I know it was a little kind of lackadaisical today, but I thank God had a word, and he wants us to know. We know it's a refresher course, because we know that each and every person on this line is already doing the greater work. God bless you. I love you. And you guys continue to do your work in the Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless.